Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Loving Him. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Bible said to live in the flesh is to walk by faith and to be absent from the Lord. But to leave this body is to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord, which Paul said is far better than even being here.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because we're with Him this morning in spirit, but we're talking about being with Him as close as you and I are right now can
Hallelujah.
Touch Him.
Hallelujah.
We're talking about being 2 feet from the foot of the throne.
Oh, Lord. Come
on. We're talking about looking Jesus in the eye.
Yeah. Glory to God.
It's going to happen.
Yes.
I said it's going to happen.
Yes,
we're walking by faith right now.
Amen.
That qualifies us to be a part of that group later. But the folks that are part of His eternal family and in heaven later are not the folks that knew so much.
No.
Amen. Come on.
No. You know, last week, I guess it was, we read scriptures where the most religious people of Jesus' day, the leaders of the synagogue, the doctors of the law, He told them they didn't love God.
That's right.
Isn't that bizarre? We'd call them preachers today.
Amen.
Preachers, ministers, that's right, that don't love God. He said they loved the best seats. They loved the titles, Dr. So-and-so, Prophet So-and-so. They loved the high places. They loved the praise of men. They loved the flowing robes and these things. They loved being considered spiritual and being seen as righteous, but none of that is them loving God.
Amen.
Right.
Come on.
Oh, friend, the more you love Him, the more real He becomes to you, and the more you want to be with Him.
Amen.
If you love God, nobody has to take a stick to you to get you to church.
Come on. Amen.
If you love God, nobody has to remind you 100 times, now read your chapter, read your chapter, read your chapter. Why aren't you reading your chapter? Well, it's getting quiet on me now. If you love God, nobody has to plead with you to pray. A lot of times people say, man, I put in 30 minutes of prayer today. I was able to pray for 2 hours solid. Well, what if you told somebody else that? I was able to be with my wife 2 hours without stop. Wow. I was able to be with my husband for 2 solid hours. But then I had to get out of there after that. Get a break, you know. No. If you love somebody, you want to be with them, and you want to be around them, and you want to see them, and you want to hear them, and minutes turn into hours, and you don't even notice, and a day is gone. And those that are truly His are those who love Him.
Amen.
And He knows those
Amen.
Who love Him.
Amen.
And those that love Him want to be with Him. He cautioned us in 1 John. He said, don't love the world.
No.
Don't love the things that are in the world. The lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. He said, it's not of the Father. It's of the world.
Amen.
Why? Because it comes down to choices. Why do people that are believers or say they are, but they never have any time for God? They're always doing something worldly, something ungodly. No time to ever pray or be in the Word, or certainly no time to do anything for the kingdom. Go to church maybe twice a year. What does that reveal? I mean, it's not pretty, it's uncomplimentary, but it's the truth. What does it reveal? Well, you pursue what you love. Truth is, you love this, whether it's sports or recreation or golf or boating or whatever the case might be, or gambling or traveling or whatever it is, more than you love that. If not, you'd do that instead of this.
That's right.
And what we choose shows what we are. If you love good, you are good. If you love evil, you are evil. If you love the bad things, you're showing what you are. John talked about this. In fact, go there real quickly for me. You're already in John 14. Go with me to John 3. The third chapter, and we're familiar with the 16th verse. John 3:16, God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. Whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. But skip on down to 19. Just a couple of verses later. This is the condemnation. That light has come into the world. And what's the condemnation? Men loved what? Darkness rather than light. Because their deeds were evil. Not that they couldn't change. They didn't want to. Not that they didn't know Jesus was there. They did. They heard about Him. They maybe believed some of it. But they just loved something else more. So they got no time for Him. Verse 20, for everyone that does evil does what? Hates the light. Well, He is the light. Neither do they come to the light, lest their deeds should be reproved. But he that does truth, he comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. When I've said this before, but it'll bear repetition. When I first got in the ministry, I thought the biggest problem in the world was ignorance. You know, Hosea talks about, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Of course, that's half a verse. But I thought, well, that's the big deal. People just don't know. If they hear the real gospel, man, that's it. They'll want to get in. If they hear the real word of God, they'll want to come on in. I believed that for years. I now know it's not true. It's not true. The truth is, a lot of people have seen and heard the reality of God and they don't want it.
That's right.
They have seen, they have heard the real word. Not all of it, obviously, but enough to see. Remember what Jesus said when He was on the earth? He said concerning the most religious people of His day, He said, they have seen and hated both Me and My Father. Now, you couldn't say it was because Jesus' ministry wasn't portraying the Father accurately enough. They saw the miracles. They saw Jesus. They heard Him. They heard His messages. And their conclusion, they don't want it. They don't want Him. They don't want this. The truth is, there are millions of people who have heard the truth and seen some truth, and they don't want it. They love something else. They want something else. They got no time, so they have made their choice. And it's sad. It is sad. Now, we got to preach to everybody like they're going to believe. Because we don't know. Right? But we shouldn't be shocked and fall off our chair when somebody says, I don't believe in all that God stuff. I don't want to hear it. Get out of here with it. Well, we just say, next. Do you want to hear this? It'll change your life. Oh my. No, there are those that love God in this earth right now. I believe I'm looking at some of them. And there are people who hate God on this planet right now. They despise Him. Well, you can hear the blasphemy, can't you? It's become more and more prominent. People will just blaspheme the name of Jesus. They'll speak derogatorily about Him and say all kind of things. They obviously don't love Him. I said they obviously don't love Him. But I do. I said I do, and you do. We do. The scripture said, Jesus actually prayed this. We read this in John 14, but don't turn there, but John 17:24. John 17:24, Jesus prayed this because He loves us. John 17:24, He said, Father, I will that they also whom You have given Me be with Me where I am. Why? He loves us. He wants to be with us. He wants us to be with Him, that they may behold My glory, which You have given Me, for You loved Me before the foundation of the world. We have very little idea what this is talking about.
Amen.
There's coming a time when all this earth is going to be over. Everything down here is going to melt with fervent heat. Somebody said, you believe in global warming. I go beyond that. Global melting. And there'll be a new heavens and a new earth, and there won't be any more curse. We've never been in a place like that. We've never been in a place like that. Nothing ever dies. Nothing ever decays. There's no pain. We've never been in a place like that. We're about to find out. We're going to find out. But forever, we will be known as His. The redeemed. And wherever He is, I'm going to be there. You're going to be there. Come on, are you with me? Wherever He is, I'm going to be there. And I'm going to get to behold, and you're going to get to behold His glory, which existed before the creation of this planet. We have very little idea what that means. But the Bible, Ephesians says, throughout the ages to come, He's going to show us the exceeding riches of His grace. I think there's going to be a lot of ooing and aahing. We'll be there for 10,000 years and we'll think, man, could it get any better than this? And the Lord will say, do you like this? We'll go, do we like it? Do we like it? He'll go, look at this. And He'll unfold something else of Himself. Well, you'll hear it from millions of us throughout the crowd going, ooh, ah, wow.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Loving Him, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.